This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I'll love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I'll watch you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deep blue sky. Glitter in your eye, you seem to come and go. I never seem to know. And all my time is yours as much as mine. You never have enough time to show.
I love it. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. It could be my finest hour, not least because we've been nominated for a Radio Academy Award, our little show here. Congratulations to Michelle and Peter and the Beckerpedia and everyone else who put the programme together. We've been nominated for a Radio Academy Award. Woo! Get you! I hear the nation scream. So a very personal playlist this week. I made it on a train. I've been zipping up and down the country for one reason or another. Love a train journey, as does Peter Gabriel, as it goes. I'll tell you that story another time. Really creative, and I love making my programme on a train. You know, I'm seemingly a guy in a corner listening to his music. No, I'm preparing a national broadcast. A Radio Academy nominated national broadcast. Alright, I won't mention that again, but I am dead chuffed. What have I got for you this week? We're going to go on a wander through trip hop. As I say, I've picked all these tunes on a journey, so no song for guy recommendations this week, and no new music this week, actually. This is all stuff from my personal collection. Stuff that's been recommended in the past on the programme, I'm sure. But yeah. So, my featured artist this week is Paul Simon. However, I'm going to go wandering through trip hop, probably in the second hour. The Beckerpedia will, of course, be dropping by. And Dig Wayne from the band Joe Boxers has been in touch. If you listened last week's show, I was wondering about something that all of Elbow call the Boxer Beat. Now this is when you have an insistent snare drum on every beat. We've always called it a boxer beat, and it's because of the song The Boxer Beat by Joe Boxers. We thought it was a common term. The members of Elbow thought a boxer beat is generally speaking what it's called, but no. It has its origins in this strange single that was released when we were kids. Dig Wayne has been in touch and explained a lot, and he'll be dropping by and letting us know about that in a little while. What else have we got for you? Trip Hop, Paul Simon, Beckopedia, Dig Wayne. I think with a load of great music and some carefully woven lines, we've got a programme, haven't we? Here's Louis Prima wishing his friend dead because he's been stealing his meatballs. I don't know if that's just very excessive justice on Louis's part, or whether stealing his meatballs is, I don't know, a euphemism for something more serious. Happy Sunday!
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
You rascal you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
When you're dead and in your grave, no more ravioli will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
You rascal you.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
You rascal you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
I invite you to my house for a meal. All my meatballs you try to steal. You're a dirty dog.
You're dirty dog.
I will be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
You rascal you.
I'll be glad. Dog.
Dirty dog.
I'll be standing on a corner plastered when they bring your body by. You're a devil, yeah.
Louis Prima, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. Yes, rough justice for meatball theft. That's from The Wildest Louis Prima, which is an extraordinary record. The money he made from The Jungle Book, because of course he was heavily involved with The Jungle Book soundtrack, Louis used to finance that album, The Wildest Louis Prima. He produced it himself, and it's by far his best work. It should be under glass in parties with no atmosphere. You know, break glass in case of an emergency. I might manufacture those. I've never known a party go off like it does when you put that record on. Never fails. In fact, I remember at my drummer's wedding, me and my missus were on our way out of the room, sneaking away, and our guitarist Mark Potter was DJing, and apparently he said to our mate Neil, who was stood next to him, "Watch Garvey turn round now." And he put "Just a Gigolo" on by Louis Primo, and apparently I just spun on my heel and headed for the dance floor. He knows how to do that part. He knows how to keep you awake with his music choices. I don't quite feel like stopping celebrating yet, you know, because of the news, the Radio Academy news. So I'm going to employ the services of the Kinks. Listen to them getting excited over how good they sound during the second half of this tune. This is Victoria. It's incredible, isn't it? Kinks and Victoria. Our trumpet player, Elbow's trumpet player currently is called Victoria. Her last name is Rule. Get a load of that. Victoria Rule. Yeah, that was the Kinks. I'm going to put this one on by the Manic Street Preachers. I was reminded of it the other day. It's a beautiful little thing called Small Black Flowers That Grow in the Sky. Are you ready for some name drops, right? So I was talking to John Cale of the Velvet Underground once. Clank, clank, clank. Right, there's one name. And he just finished collaborating with James Bradfield on a project. Now, bear in mind that John, of course, he was in the Velvet Underground, so he kind of invented alternative music. He's certainly the godfather of art rock. an amazing career, not just in the music that he's made, but he's produced everyone from Nick Drake to the Happy Mondays to Patti Smith. He's just been there in the eye of the storm for so long. Just an incredible, influential man. He told me that James Bradfield was the most naturally gifted musician he'd ever worked with. And then get a load of this, here comes the next name drop, right? I got to tell James, clang clang, I got to tell James Bradfield that John Cale had said that about him. There you go, eh? Talk about being the bearer of good news. Anyway, here are the Manics. Lots of love, lads, if you're listening. This is Small Black Flowers That Grow in the Sky.
Quick for the outside, the small black flowers that grow in the sky. They drag sticks so your ovaries, stepmother's crawl. Here comes Warden Christ Temple Elder. Environment, not yours, you see.
Small Black Flowers That Grow in the Sky from the Manic Street Preachers.
This is Iggy Pop
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
What I've tried to do in these shows is to theme each show just really for the fun of having something to provoke a little conversation about the music instead of subjecting someone to rude music for their entire Sunday afternoon when they may not be in the mood. This week's theme is Revelations, songs that involve someone suddenly realizing where they are, who they are, what they lost, what is possible. That's what we're doing here. So join me, Iggy Pop, for Revelations this afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
My next two artists were both people who suffered with mental illness. It's something very common in musicians. We're starting to get a better handle on things, but there's still an awful long way to go. Irrelevant of the illnesses they had, Judy Sill and Jackson C. Frank both left us some beautiful music. That's how they'll be remembered, not because of their ailments. This is The Archetypal Man, and it's a beautiful song from Judy Sill.
Fleeter even than Mercury, he flies inside the wall. His
absolutely love it. Judy Sill and the Archetypal Man. I think we might have to do a special on Judy soon. There's some great cover versions of her stuff. Crayon Angel was the name of a covers album that came out a couple of years ago with all kinds of names on it. I might dig that out. We might make a special out of that. So I mentioned that Judy Sill suffered with mental illness, her too short life. So did Jackson C. Frank as a result of an accident when he was a child, some seem to think. There was a boiler explosion in his primary school which killed some of his classmates and left terrible scars on the man. He was supported by my chosen artist this week, my featured artist Paul Simon. He was supported by him, but even so, had a terribly unhappy end to his life. In any case, we remember him for his beautiful music. This is Headless Heroes covering Blues Run the Game by Jackson C. Frank. This is Alayla Diane singing with Headless Heroes. There's something about this version which really gets to the joy at the middle of his music. It's a sad song on a sad subject. It's called Blues Run the Game. It doesn't get much sadder, but there's just something really joyful in the melodies. As with all the work of Jackson C. Frank, this beautiful thing is called Blues Run the Game.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, baby, me and room service will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
Told you. Alayla Diane's beautiful voice in Headless Heroes' version of Jackson C. Frank's Blues Run the Game. That was quite a mouthful, actually. If you missed the names of any of the songs that I play on the programme, they're all on my page on the Six Music website just after the show's finished. And yeah, go and find them and purchase your music. Of course you will. So I mentioned that Jackson C. Frank, who wrote that last song, was supported by Paul Simon. Paul Simon is my featured artist this week. This next tune will forever remind me of a day off when the band were on tour in San Diego. I could have crossed the border into Mexico. It would have been my first foray into Mexico, but I fancied a break. As much as I love my band and crew, I wanted a break from them. So I decided to hang around Sandy. I found a little bar that served Guinness. Can you believe that? In San Diego, a good pint of Guinness. So I had a few of those chaps, and then I went down to the surf listening to a compilation that the Beckopedia had made for me. And this tune came on. I thought, I really want to dance, because I'd been dancing with the Guinness. I thought, I really want to dance. And I thought, hang on, this is a Californian beach. Nobody's going to bat an eyelid if I have a little dance. So with me Walkman on, I rolled up my trouser legs like, I don't know, Russ Abbott at Blackpool, wandered into the edge of the surf and had a little boogie to this number.
Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Ships and aircraft are heading to an area in the Indian Ocean where two signals were detected, which may be from the missing Malaysian airliner. A Royal Navy ship, which is fitted with listening equipment, is expected to arrive there early tomorrow morning. The head of the watchdog set up after the expenses scandal has suggested that more changes need to be made following the investigation into Maria Miller. The chairman of the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority said MPs shouldn't be able to overrule investigators as they did in the Culture Secretary's case. The Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith says he backs Mrs. Miller but is happy to consider changes.
I'm very happy for that to be debated. I'm
amongst the number of those who feel this doesn't goes on and on and on, eating away at the credibility of Parliament, whatever it takes to restore that credibility.
So he may have a point.
Look, I'm very open to independent people looking at this. Personally, I think the sooner we can get rid of this nonsense, the better.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nicholls, have issued a joint call for a change in attitudes to people living in poverty in the UK. They said people should be treated as individuals, not just economic units. The Sheffield Half Marathon's been cancelled at the last minute because there wasn't enough water for the runners. Organisers said they'd taken the decision reluctantly, but that safety had to be their priority. Many of the 5,000 people due to take part set off anyway.
We heard it was cancelled, and then before we knew it, everyone started booing and everything, and then we just started to run and sort of made the race ourselves, to be fair.
We weren't going to let it stop us. It was a nightmare that it happened, but to be honest, Sheffield people did fantastic. Everywhere we went, there were people giving out water, the fire stations, all the charities, they did us proud.
And thousands of spectators are starting to line the banks of the Thames in London for the 160th boat race. Cambridge will try to deny Oxford their fifth victory in 7 years. Oxford, though, are still favourites. Six Music News, your next update is in an hour.
This is Six Music. Six Music. BBC Radio Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you.
Portishead and Strangers. First of the trip-hop tunes that I picked for you this week, more coming up in a little while. First of all, we're going to have a little visit from the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. You know that feeling when a piece of music just grabs you? You're completely arrested by the sound and can't give anything else your attention. It stays in your head. You want to hear it again, louder and again. The longer you listen, the more you hear, and still on every successive listen, there's more. All I can tell you about the latest of these obsessions is that it's by musicians called Grupa from Sweden, and its title is Det brinner en eld, and that means a fire is burning. I could find out more about them, but I don't want to break the spell, because while all I have in my mind is the music they're making, my imagination can run riot. It has a tribal, ritualistic sound to it, but is strewn with scattered piano notes, gentle vocals, subtle beatboxing, rustic fiddle and flute, deep, rumbling drums, and what might even be a mouth harp. I'm sure that I'll eventually find my way to their website and put faces and names to the creators of this beautiful sound. But for now, I prefer to trawl the hidden depths of their hypnotic, warm, dark, ancient, visceral music. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you. skavli mitt sista. Om jag dig ej till min kan få, skall mitt hjärta brista. Så vill jag genom elden gå.
And Det Brinner en Eld, as recommended by that wonderful Beckopedia creature. Hey, high five on your Radio Academy Award nomination. I think I promised you at the beginning of the programme that I wasn't going to mention my Radio Academy Award nomination. I've managed to do it 6 times since, so you can keep count there. My featured artist this week is Paul Simon. The album Rhythm of the Saints, get a load of this. This is going to make some of you feel pretty old. Because some of you are. Next year, that album's going to be 25 years old. Can you believe that? Youch. I remember at the time, it was so popular and it was so different because you hadn't heard that particular mix of African music and Western music. I mean, I don't really think you've heard it since. There is something really unique about it. But I remember there was lots and lots of jokes, especially in mainstream media, about Paul Simon exploiting African culture and all this kind of thing. A lot of it was professional jealousy because it was such an outstanding, unique record. And it stood the test of time. It's pretty timeless, if you ask me. So let's have, from Rhythm of the Saints, Can't Run But. This will forever remind me of picking through a very frozen Scotland with somebody very dear to me. Thank you.
rubbing against us, rubbing and doing that new dance. The man was wearing a jacket and jeans, the woman was laughing in advance. I can't run, but I can walk much faster than this carabumba. I can't run, but I can walk much faster than this carabumba. A winding river that gets wound around a heart, pulling tighter and tighter until the muddy waters part. Down by the riverbank, a blues band arrives. The music suffers, baby. The music business thrives.
Paul Simon and Can't Run But. Do you know what I mean about the icy nature of that tune? Winding roads in treacherous conditions, but very beautiful and white. That's how I'll always think about it. So last week's special was on the boxer beat, something which I thought it was a common phrase to explain a particular kind of drum beat. Well, here's the man that came up with the phrase boxer beat, talking all about where it came from. Thanks for getting in touch, Mr. Dig Wayne.
Hi everybody, this is Dig Wayne calling from Los Angeles, and I'm going to give you an explanation to the phrase boxer beat. It's funny, it came basically, there's two ideas behind that. One of them was, I'm very much into the 1950s and the 1970s. I came from the rock, from rockabilly and all that, and there was a really classic clip of a southern preacher, I think he was, talking about the evils of rock and roll. And one of the things that he said that was very funny, he kept going on about the beat. It's evil. You know, the beat, you know, and he kept talking about the beat. And it was really hilarious how he deemed the beat to be evil and from the devil. And so that was one of the ideas. And the other idea was the fact that we were all very, fans of Madness, the group Madness. And they had a theme song. You know, the song Madness was like their theme song. So when we first started out, Joe Boxers, I thought we needed a theme song. And so, the fact that we were the Boxers, Joe Boxers and all that, and Boxer Beat, you know, it just made sense, Boxer Beat. And I think I came up with the title before we actually wrote the song. Rob Marsh, the guitar player, actually wrote that song, I believe, he and I. And, so it just kind of fit together, Boxer Beat. And then we came up with, you know, the rhythm in the beginning. The intro was kind of like from a vintage song of... I think the Contours, Do You Love Me, kind of a dramatic introduction, and then the drum beat comes in, and it all came together. And that's pretty much it, really. Kind of mystery.
Oh,
There we heard Reward by Teardrop Explode, employing a boxer beat named by Dig Wayne of Joe Boxers, who we heard just before that.
Radcliffe and McConey.
A kind of radio version of the Culture Show. Highbrow.
I'm talking to Jeremy Deller.
There's no point doing that sort of art, really.
There seems to be a feeling that some modern artists, it's a kind of hermetically sealed, inward-looking world.
It can be.
Lowbrow.
Rufus Wainwright.
I believe that the best medicine to criticism is write songs about how horrible they are.
Monobrow. I'm dead into space.
They're always going on about all these spacewalks and all that, and you know, the jobs they do it is always just like changing one little element for another.
Is it not dangerous enough?
It's so dull.
You've never watched Star Wars, have you?
No.
You might find you get a lot out of it. It might take a lot of your boxes.
Yeah, maybe. I can see where I've gone wrong now.
Radcliffe and McConey.
All the brows covered.
Weekdays from 1.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
This next tune from the Flamingos. Stop me if you've heard this story. Oh, you can't. I first heard it on a B-movie. One of you has been in touch about this, so I have told this story before. It was on a B-movie about a female drag racer who makes good in a man's world. Do you know what I mean? You can kind of put the era on it there as well. It was called something like Wheels of Fire or Wheels of Love or something like that. And on my little black and white portable TV, late at night, I stayed up, propping my eyelids open to find out who sung this version of this song, because I loved it so much. It took me years to find it, because pre-internet, you couldn't just go and find it and order it. My mate Stan Chow found it on vinyl, and I'm very happy to say many years later, whenever I walked into the Night and Day Cafe in Manchester after finishing a shift at the Roadhouse round the corner, if Stan was DJing, he'd put this tune on for me as I walked through the door, making me feel like a little bit like a Raymond Chandler character or something. Here are the Flamingos with I Only Have Eyes For You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Come on, come on.
Isn't that a thing of beauty? The Flamingos and I Only Have Eyes For You. Ah, tune. Okay, so ages ago, a friend made me a compilation, a friend that lived in Los Angeles. On that compilation was a song by this next artist. I found it amazing. I got in touch with her to talk about the song through this programme. Interviewed her on air. As it turns out, she was in the bath when I first managed to interview her. We became firm friends. She's toured with us all over the world. And then she came to live in Manchester and fell in love with me, mate. She is Jessica Hoop. She's one of the most dauntless, hard-working, artistic and sensitive human beings I've ever met. I can and will go further. She's one of the most complete people I've ever met in my life. And I love her very dearly. Listen to where the vocal goes on this tune. It's like, I can only describe it as like fireworks going off. It's called Summertime. It's an acoustic version of the song. And it is my mate, Jessica Hoop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
We'll be right back.
Roy G. Biv by Boards of Canada. I don't know if you'd class them strictly as trip-hop. Certainly influenced by, if not part of, that whole scene, though. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But yeah, the next few tunes are all linked in a way that I think will be pretty obvious. That was Boards of Canada. If you're talking trip-hop, you're of course talking about Massive Attack. I was lucky enough to appear on their last album. Done quite a bit of work with Rob and the boys. Absolutely love their music. In fact, let me introduce you to a friend of mine. This is the Philly Corder. Listen to this noise. So it's an old organ that's in my room, right? It's called a Philly Corder because if you imagine that it's about 90 centimetres across and the bottom octave of the keyboard, every individual key plays a chord. So normally it'd sound like that. But down the bottom it sounds like this. You see? You can almost doubtless hear the exact same sound on this brilliant tune from Massive Attack. It's called Splitting the Atom. It was the theme music to a great series called Luck about horse racing, starring Dustin Hoffman. But the series was cancelled due to horse death, which I suppose is fair enough. Anyway, clear your mind of dead horses and have a listen to this very laid-back tune by Massive Attack. Splitting the Atom, featuring, I'll bet my mortgage, a Philly Corder.
Our blood is gold, no fear to fear. We
Massive Attack and Splitting the Atom. You'll see why that tune led me to this next tune by the Gotan Project. It's called Epocha, and I was on holiday in the Dominican Republic some years ago and heard this great tune drifting out of like a poolside bar, like a little cheesy bar with coconuts hanging from it. But I heard this tune, I was thinking, that's great, I'm going to find out what that is and take it home and play it to my listenership. And I recorded it on my phone, and then when I got to the right conditions, I played my phone through speakers, Shazammed it, found out what it was, went and bought it, played it on the programme, like, look what I found, everybody. And it turns out it had been on, like, a supermarket advert for months in the UK. And gaping holes in your pop culture knowledge apparently doesn't stop your popular radio show from being relevant. That's good, isn't it? Epocha.
Desapareció en mí, aparecerá. Creyeron que murió, pero renacerá. Llovió y un chico adivinó. Oímos una voz y desde un tango, rumor de pañuelo blanco.
Thank you.
See how I got there from the previous tune, can't you? The Gotan Project and Epocha, coming straight off the back of Massive Attack splitting the atom. So if you listen to the Portishead tune I played earlier on, and then that Boards of Canada tune, Massive Attack and the Gotan Project, and this next one by Tricky, which is my favourite of his, with Martina Topley Bird singing, it's Makes Me Wanna Die. It's a fantastic song. I'm going to play in a sec. So, what kind of moods typify trip-hop, looking back at it? It's kind of always noirish, there's always a darkness to it, but a soft, warm roundness to all the beats as well. It's definitely something that couldn't have happened before the Cold War, if you ask me. It's something born, there's an industrial nature about it, it's obviously got its urban slant, it's definitely sprung from hip-hop and sample culture, but generally speaking, it's got this noirish Cold War mood to it all. I absolutely love it, and it found its way into the music of my band, certainly. This next tune by Tricky, I always imagine the lead instrument on this to be a Fender Rhodes. I'm always pleasantly surprised when it's a guitar, but you'll understand why, because it's because of the way that they've got the sound. Shall I stop talking about it and play it? This is Tricky, the last example of trip-hop. This is Makes Me Wanna Die.
She makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. Cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride, and then I'll fly. Look to the sun, see me in psychic pollution, walking on the moon. And how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant, a small piece, an ism. No more, no less. You try to run the conversing universe. You know it's ironic, smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die.
And change my stride.
Then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. And cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly.
and change my stride. They'll fly. Look to the sun. See me inside, kick pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? Who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small piece, a ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe and can't even converse in universe. You know.
What a beautiful place to leave our little foray into trip hop. Tricky and makes me want to die. Happy Sunday, everyone.
One of the things I really like about BBC Playlister is that now I'm collecting music recommendations from across the BBC. So if I hear a track on Giles Peterson's show or on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs and think, oh, I need to remember the name of this or that and I want it on my playlist, if you're listening online or through the iPlayer radio app, click it and it is added. You don't even need a pen. And then when you log in, you can see what other presenters are adding and listening to. So I end up taking recommendations from their playlists too. If you want to find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/playlister. BBC Playlister. Get playlisting.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
And Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Here's a little tale from Tom Waits. It's kind of a forlorn love song. My friend John ruined it for me, actually, by suggesting that right at the end of the song, when he's belting out the refrain, he may have... in fact, I'm not going to tell you, because it'll ruin the song for you. Tom Waits and Shore Leave.
Shot eyes and a purple heart. I rolled down the national stroll. And with a big fat paycheck strapped to my hip sack, and a shore leave wristwatch underneath my sleeve. In a Hong Kong drizzle on Cuban heels, I rode down the gutter to the blood bank. And I left all my papers on the Ticonderoga. I was in bad need of a shave. I slopped at the corner on cool chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rains stopped. I bought a long sleeve shirt with horses on the front and some gum and a lighter and a knife and a new deck of cards with girls on the back. And I sat down and wrote a letter to my wife. And I said, baby, it all last, squeezing all the life out of a lousy two-day pass. And I had a cold one at the Dragon, some Filipino floor show, and I talked baseball with a lieutenant over a Singapore sling. And I wondered how the same moon outside over this Chinatown fair could look down on Illinois and find you there. I can't make it by myself. I
Shore Leave from Tom Waits, from the album Swordfish Trombones. I think that's where you should start. Maybe they're all Rain Dogs, actually. If you want to get into your Tom Waits, either Swordfish Trombone, if you like his storytelling, or Rain Dogs, which has got a broader, more hi-fi appeal, but still, you know, a brilliant record. Talking of brilliant records, here's Department of Eagles and Floating on the Lehigh.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. A Royal Navy ship equipped with sophisticated listening equipment is on its way to an area of the southern Indian Ocean where it's thought the black box recorder from the missing Malaysian airliner could be. A Chinese ship picked up two fleeting signals there. David Gallo is an oceanographer who was part of the team that found the Air France plane which crashed into the Atlantic in 2009.
They're at the right frequency, 37.5 kilohertz. They're at the right rep rate, meaning one about every second. And that's pretty distinctive. It would have been better, of course, if it was a continuous, if it wasn't interrupted. But the fact that they've got two different hits, as they would call them, in the same area is pretty encouraging.
Senior Conservatives have offered their backing to the Culture Secretary, Maria Miller, who's still facing criticism for her conduct during an inquiry into her expenses. The Work and Pensions Secretary, Ian Duncan-Smith, said he supported Ms. Miller, but would consider changes to the rules on expenses after the current watchdog said the system needed to become more independent. Counting is underway in Afghanistan's presidential election. 7 million people voted for a successor to President Hamid Karzai. The relatively peaceful poll has been praised by world leaders. President Obama called it a landmark for the country. Two men and a woman in Jersey have been arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of a 46-year-old man was found at his home. It was discovered in a flat in St Helier. Detective Superintendent Stuart Gull.
On initial examination, we've established two potential weapons that have been used in the attack, but again, the scene hasn't been subject to a full examination and search at this time.
And police in Kent have arrested three men following allegations of racist chanting at a football match. It's claimed abuse was shouted at Rotherham United's manager Stephen Evans, who's Scottish, during their League One match at Gillingham yesterday. That's Six Music News. Your next update will be in an hour's time at 4:30.
This is Six Music. BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Mm-hmm.
it's a riot. I am climbing barricades in empty streets at night. Shadows, 25 postcards in a box in my room. Telephone conversations, gas slowly leaking out of a heart-shaped balloon. It's a dangerous game that I'm not sure if I could keep playing for long. It's a dangerous game, it's a very fine line, and if one step is wrong, I'll have no cards to play. And that's why I've got nothing to say.
And Riot on an Empty Street from the album Declaration of Dependence. Erland from the Kings is a good friend of mine. I've not seen him for ages, so obviously not that good a friend because we don't keep in touch. But he's a lovely man who I enjoy seeing when I do. He's also responsible for The Whitest Boy Alive, which is just some incredible music, right? It's an amazing record. Let's keep it quite Sunday afternoon, shall we? I'm obsessed with Chet Baker, always have been. I always visit the hotel where he died when I'm in Amsterdam and have a little beer to his memory. This is called Time After Time, and it just doesn't get much prettier.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loved. Thank you. only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Chet Baker and Time After Time. The album Chet Baker Sings is the one you should get. It's a different experience from a normal record. It's such an individual mood. It's really somewhere to go. My friend Pete Jobson's putting together a solo project at the moment, and that will have a similar feel, I think. His songs are amusing, romantic, and striking all at the same time. And a very smoky late night, relaxed affair it'll be too. So anyway, that was Chet Baker and Time After Time. And I said you couldn't get much prettier than that, but I suppose in certain ways you can. Here's my featured artist this week, Paul Simon, with Art Garfunkel. And this is my favourite song of theirs, For Emily Wherever I May Find Her. Kind of put the medieval nonny-nonny influence that folk music had firmly pressed to its jowl in that period of time to one side on account of the amazing guitar work from Paul Simon there. Just, you know, he's quite often cited as being this amazing songwriter. Let's not forget he's got a great voice and he's just a very, very skilled guitarist. I love that. I love this as well. It's called I Love the Sun. John Redfern was a croupier when he wrote this tune. And wasn't seeing much sunshine. And I'd like you to picture him now finishing off an all-night shift in a casino and then breaking ground into the sunlight. John Redfern and I Love the Sun. Now, if I was a proper DJ worthy of a Radio Academy nomination, I would have made a link about loving the Sunday afternoon. I Love the Sunday Afternoon Radio BBC Six. Thank you.
John Redfern and I Love the Sun. That works, doesn't it? So I promised you another song from the Acorn this week from their album Glory Hope Mountain, which I'm sure most of you have bought by now. But if you needed further convincing that that record needs to be in your collection, it's about the life of the singer of the Acorn, who's a guy called Rolf Klausner. It's about his mother. He asked her all about her life after the untimely death of his father, and she told him extraordinary tales, and he turned it into this very touching record. It doesn't get much more touching than this. He got his friend Obiju to sing the vocal on this, the reason being that Ralph wrote this from the point of view of his grandmother, who died giving birth to his mother. So that's Ralph singing from the point of view of his grandmother to his mother. It's called Lullaby. And there will not be a dry eye in the kitchen. Know what I mean? Once again, it's from Glory Hope Mountain by the Acorn. It's a record you need to own, and it's called Lullaby. Now the drugs don't work,
they just make you worse, but I... Hello? Hello? Sorry, can you turn the music down for just a second? Hello, class of 94. Hope you're having a great time. We've just got a couple of announcements to make. Firstly, whoever's written that stuff about me in the toilets, that's not funny. And secondly, and most importantly, as we are celebrating 20 years of Britpop at the BBC, we want you to vote for Six Music's favourite Britpop anthem. And that's the track we'll finish the whole reunion with on Friday. So just vote for the one song that means the most to you at the Six Music website right now. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Carry on enjoying yourselves. Take it away, DJ.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I love Jolie Holland. She's one of my favourites ever. And I love W.B. Yeats. He's one of my favourites ever. So when Jolie Holland does a song out of a W.B. Yeats poem, what's not to love?
I went out to the hazelwood because a fire was in my head.
Of the sun.
Wandering Angus by Jolie Holland. Thanks to Pete Michelle and the Beckopedia for this week's programme. I'm going to finish this week on Ambition by Doves. It was recorded in an abbey up in Scotland by Ben Hillier, and I just think it's a beautiful, sonorous recording. I'm going to play for Steve Lloyd. He's a friend of ours that died quite suddenly last weekend in Christie's Hospital. Way too young. He was a linchpin of Manchester's music scene. He produced Elbow's first EP. He's hired as a space and equipment and transport for many years, as he has with all the bands coming through Manchester. And he was Dove's front of house sound engineer. So you've heard his handiwork if you've ever been to a Dove's concert or seen him at a festival. Nobody was expecting it, and everybody loves Steve. He's left a bit of a crater. So this is to his family with our love and condolences. Steve Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen, raise whatever you've got in your hand.